Living with Future.
Split-second lunches, color-keyed disposable dishes, all part of the instant society of tomorrow.
The early vision of disposability was that somehow it just melted into the atmosphere. They didn't really think about the garbage component of all this disposability.
Disposability goes along with the whole idea of everything being very clean and neat and ordered.
The scientific house is most scientific in the kitchen, where this unique stove is able to cook a meal in midair. Magnetic coils underneath the stovetop heat the pan, hot enough to fry a mouth-watering meal, while the top of the stove remains cold and safe to touch. When the stove is turned off, the pan drops. And presto, electromagnetic bacon and eggs.
I remember as a kid getting these wonderful books, Popular Science of Popular Mechanics, that were full of fanciful and wonderful ideas.
And one of the images shows a housewife with a garden hose in her living room, and she's hosing down her couch. Plastic for furniture, why not? Metal for clothing, sure. If we can do it, let's try it.
A perfect example of how you just had to ignore human nature to see that part of the future. You know, how many times has AT&T tried to introduce picture phones just to have people go, no, I don't want them to see me.
A place where electronic wonders abound, a marriage of sight to the drama of sound, a wonderful coupling of vision and speech, and a ride to the future and the past within reach.
The role of electronics was wildly underestimated. But that was because they were looking at the future from a standpoint where computers were huge things that took whole rooms full and spinning reels of magnetic tape.
It's partly because we always envision the future in terms of what we have now only a lot better. So that people in the year 1900 didn't think of computers. They thought of pneumatic tubes that went real, 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 real fast. I thought by now you'd be spending your vacation certainly in Mars or Jupiter or someplace. Maybe a little bit cooler.
I really would like to take that vacation in space now, and I'm not sure it's going to be ready in time.
And the fact that we can fly into space or communicate instantly with one another over vast distances, even the fact that we've been able to extend our lives by decades, none of that has really changed who we are. It is, in fact, the one prediction you can confidently make about the future, be it 100 or another 1,000 years from now. The standards by which we measure a person's goodness or evil will be the same as they are today. No matter what our kitchens look like, or how we travel the highways of the universe, the essential ingredients of a moral man or woman will be unchanged.
We gotta slow down. Mr. Bird is just about to...